Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister, and along with me today is Pastor Jim Elsberry. Are you here, Pastor Jim?
I am here.
We're just getting settled, aren't we? We've been having some computer problems here, but we're getting settled. We're getting it together. And we are so glad you have joined us today for this live show, as always, every Sunday. Does it make you happy to be on the air, Pastor Jim?
Oh, it does. It does. I like this. I haven't done anything even remotely like this since I was in high school, so I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, in high school you did. That was a long time ago, right?
Yeah. We won't talk about how long ago.
Right. I had a radio show, two of them actually, in Indiana when I pastored up there. For several years, 5 years, and but they were I would record them on Thursday. You know, go to the radio station. Pastor Jim, those were those days of the big reel-to-reel stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd go in and do my own engineering in the cubicle, and they put it on the reel-to-reel reel, you know, and then I'd hand it to them, and then they'd play that on Sunday morning because I was in church on Sunday morning.
Right.
So anyway, it was a lot of fun, but it gave me the radio bug, you know, where I just love to use this medium to reach people for Jesus. And it's an exciting time to reach people for Jesus. Don't you think there's a lot of people that are just ready, you know? I was reminded just a few minutes ago what Jesus said about the harvest being ripe and ready, you know? And I believe there's so many people out there right now in our listening audience and around the world that need Jesus more than ever before.
Amen. It all boils down to salvation.
It does.
I said that to a person I was talking with yesterday.
Exactly.
And this was somebody who didn't have quite the same beliefs that I did, but he agreed with me. You're right.
It does boil down to salvation.
It all boils down to salvation.
Exactly. It does, because that's what it's all about, you know? There's going to come a day when we're going to meet our Maker, quote unquote. And, you know, this has been a week, Pastor Jim. We do these live, so this is June 28th, I think, 2009. And this has been a week of high-profile death, you know, with Ed McMahon and Farrah Fawcett and now Michael Jackson. And you just pulled up AOL.
Billy Mays,
the infomercial guy, right? So this has been a week where we've seen some people that aren't even that old pass away.
Younger than me. Took me, you know.
That's hard.
It makes you stop.
Yeah. And so here we are and facing this worldwide where we're seeing some high profile people go on to meet their Maker.
Right.
You know? And it just causes us to pause, is what I believe, Pastor Jim. It causes us to pause and say, what is life about anyway?
Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to talk about the real purpose in our lives. We are studying the book of 1 Peter. And we're excited about that book and reading it and studying it. It's coming alive in our congregation here in Clearwater, Florida. And we had church this morning, Pastor Jim.
Oh, we did.
We had a great time in the Word, did we not? And the music, I mean, it was just a fantastic service. And it's so wonderful to be with the other brothers and sisters in the Lord and to minister together and to talk about God's greatness.
Amen.
And, you know, we sang an old song today at Beacon of Hope, How Great Thou Art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. And the last verse of that, which we had sung earlier in the service, was, when Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation. I've used this many times in funerals. Mm-hmm. And take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall dwell in humble adoration, and there proclaim
how great thou art.
What does that do to you, Pastor? What does that do to you when you even sing those words?
Just makes me think. I mean, there's so many songs about what it's going to be like.
Yes.
Either when Jesus comes back for us, or we go to meet him.
Amen.
And it's just, it just wonder. I mean, there's that song by Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine. And
yes.
I just love that song.
Oh, that's a great song.
It's like, yeah, I can only imagine what it's going to be like. I can read about it in the Bible.
Right.
But I still think words just don't
right.
do it.
Exactly.
Words just don't do it.
Right.
Because words are finite. And when we get to heaven, when we see Jesus, that's the infinite.
Right. Exactly. Well, and it's all about what we do here on this earth during the time we have,
right.
you know, and we are excited to be able to spend the next 90 minutes or so with you, talking to you about some real current issues that affect all of us. And we are going to get into the word in a few minutes, and we are excited. Yesterday, we had the big Pride celebration
yes.
in St. Pete,
yep.
and our congregation is made up of different races, and our congregation is made up of some straight folks and some gay folks and whatever, and we believe that God loves all of us just the way we were created.
Amen.
And it was interesting, wasn't it, yesterday that there were so many different types of people, yet as I sat there at that booth and watched people walk by our booth, and so many that we talked to and ministered to, it just reminded me one more time that God loves us so much. And in fact, there was the booth beside us, Pastor Jim, was a real estate company, mm-hmm. and I'm a realtor also, but this was Keller Williams, one of my competitors. And at one point, we were having a conversation, some of the realtors and I, and one of the ladies started singing a song from a Sunday school that I sang as growing up in Sunday school. Red and yellow, black and white. They are precious.
Precious in his sight.
Right. Jesus loves
the little children of the world.
You know, and it's just, that is our message at Beacon of Hope. You know, we are all about what the Word of God says to us, that gives us hope and gives us purpose. And I'm looking at your new shirt, and it says, Living the Good Life, which is all about this broadcast.
Yep.
And it says, Talk Radio for Real Hope, Real Truth, Real Life, and real people. And I love the back of it. It is so cool. These are new shirts. Well, we've had them for a while, but we have a new batch of them now because we had run out of them. And on the back of it, it says, What? Talk Radio. Where? Tan Talk, 1340 a.m. When? Sundays at 4:30. Living the Good Life, a radio broadcast to you, and then beaconofhopeministries.com. And we want to give you one of these shirts with a donation to the ministry, and we'll talk more about that later. So we've got a lot of new shirts, and that's exciting. And they're bright canary yellow for
yes.
sunshine.
Yes, they are.
So anyway, we're glad you've joined us today, and it's always a thrill to come to you. And we hope you'll grab your Bible wherever you are right now, wherever your Bible is. Why don't you find it and get ready to get in the Word with us. Connie, who plans the music for the show, told me this morning when she handed me the disc that she was repeating a song we did last week because it just fits in with everything we're doing right now. He is with you by Mandisa. Listen to these words and grab your Bible and join us in a moment for teaching.
There's a time. There's a hand to hold in the world. takes too much space and you feel alone and you're worried if you got it right or wrong. Yes, he is with you when you've given up on ever finding your true love. Someone who feels like home, he is with you when nothing else is left and you take your final breath. He's with
Wow, he is with us. He is with us. That song is incredible, Pastor Jim. It talks about all those stages in life, you know, that we go through, you know, and how so many times, you know, it just takes it all through the ages. It's really a cool song, whether you're going through a difficult time with sickness or, you know, money problems or job problems in the boardroom. I mean, it was just interesting that it took all that. And so often, Pastor Jim, I think we forget that God has chosen us. He's got his hand on us and that he loves us no matter what our circumstances are that we're going through. Have you ever felt like he was far away?
Oh, yeah. There have been.
You wouldn't be human if you didn't feel that
exactly,
way, right?
Exactly. Because there's times when, either through something that we might do or might be happening to us, whether it's something in our control or not, we just get the feeling that God just either has abandoned us or maybe not even abandoned, but just is that God who is not there. The God, you know, some wound up the clock and just let it go and walked away from it.
Exactly.
And,
you know, we just that's feel a like, good interesting.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we just feel like, well, he wound up my life.
Right.
You know? And now he's walked away from it and doesn't really care. But, you know, in essence, those times it can be very good for you. If you let God work in those times, they can be very good and very strengthening, actually, because once you find out that God was there all the time, you know, then you can look back. At least my experience has been I can look back and say, yeah, you never did really let me go, did you?
Right. But I think, Pastor Jim, and I saw this yesterday, you know, where we were, I think a lot of people aren't really sure that God really loves them, you know, and they feel that they are second rate or not accepted, you know?
Even, I mean, yeah, because when we were out at Pride yesterday, this came from people who are gay or lesbian. Well, doesn't the Bible say that God hates me anyway? You know,
I
can never get in the kingdom anyway.
Right.
So why don't I just do whatever I need to do? And you know, that was heartbreaking.
Right.
Because I mean, I know a lot of straight people say that.
Right.
You know, the Bible condemns all gay and lesbians to hell. But just to hear that from another, you know, from somebody who's gay or lesbian who's bought into that.
Right.
And, you know, that's missing the whole point of the good news. The good news is Christ died for us. God's not mad at you anymore.
Exactly. And John 3:16, for God so loved
the world
that he gave his only begotten son that
whosoever. And that includes everyone.
Every single one. And this theme of this series that we began last week, A Beacon of Hope, is entitled Chosen. Mm-hmm. Okay. And a lot of people feel maybe their race, maybe they have physical limitations or mental limitations
or an addiction.
They feel that they don't measure up, Pastor Jim. And today, this broadcast, we really want to knock that kind of feeling in the head.
Exactly.
We want to get rid of it. We want you, instead of feeling rejected, to feel accepted. And that is the goal of Beacon of Hope. And we do that through the Word of God. And so I want to start with 1 Peter chapter 1, because Peter here is talking about love one another in verse 22. He's talking about cleaning up our lives, okay? And there's a lot of that we need to do, right? But he goes on to say, love one another as if your lives depended on it. And I feel so often that people don't know that they're chosen because they don't realize that God really loves them and they don't see other people loving them, even though they may be different in some way. You know? And Peter goes on to say here, love one another as if your lives depended on it. Your new life is not like your old life. And then he talks about the difference of our human birth, which is, you know, the creation of that sperm and egg coming together, right, to form the fetus and all that stuff, you know. And then the fact that God really creates the real you, you know. He creates the real you, and he knows who you are and what's going on in your life right now. Those of you listening to this broadcast this moment, God knows what is going on in you now. He knows pain. He knows your pain. He knows your questions. He knows what it is that you're feeling from the depths. Maybe the fact that you don't feel that you measure up, you know, to other people's expectations.
And the good news is none of us do.
There you go. That's, you know, great. That's good news, Pastor Jim. How's that good news?
Because we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. But the good news is God sent his son to bring us back to himself.
Amen. And
by Jesus, by the shedding of Jesus' blood, by his resurrection, we've been reconciled to God.
Yes.
Straight, gay, black, white, male, female, slave, free, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
We have all been reconciled
to
Christ.
It's all about the attitude of our heart. You know, it's all about, do we want to submit to God? Do we want to submit to his lordship? Do we want him to come into our lives and live in us? You know, because when he does, he changes our attitudes, you know? And a lot of times, hateful people, resentful people, mean people become some of the sweetest people around.
Right.
And it's like this huge thing from the little cocoon. What is it that goes into the butterfly?
The caterpillar.
The caterpillar. I couldn't think. Okay, the caterpillar, I could think of was the moth, but that's similar. Okay, but the caterpillar goes in, becomes the butterfly, and that is a miracle, right, of creation. And yet so often we fail to see that we are that miracle waiting to happen, that by the touch of God in our lives, we can begin to have purpose. That's why I read what was on your shirt here, because it says real hope, real truth, real life, real people. And we could go on, real purpose. Okay, real. Not just something you watch on TV. Do you realize, Pastor Jim, that reality TV is basically taking over the airwaves?
And it's nothing. There's nothing real about reality TV.
Okay? Why do you say that?
Well, I don't know this for sure, but it sure seems scripted to me.
It seems scripted? Okay.
You know, which leads me to believe that perhaps it's not as reality-based.
But you know what that tells me? Because I was thinking about this the other night while some show came on. And I thought, it seems like we see less and less of the little sitcoms that we all grew up on, you know? And instead, we are seeing many more reality-based shows. And I believe, and I'm just throwing this out across the world here in the airwaves right now, I believe people are hungry for reality, Pastor Jim. They are hungry to know truth. They're hungry to find out that, yes, God loves you just the way he created you.
Praise God. I just read in my Bible reading this morning, I try and read through the Bible in a year.
Right.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, he has placed eternity in our hearts. I just read that this morning.
That's good stuff.
God put,
Explain that.
Well, that's kind of like Connie's God-shaped hole.
Right,
you know?
It is.
God has put eternity in our hearts. It's that part of us in our spirit that wants to know him, that wants to know the truth, because Jesus said, I am the truth.
Exactly.
And there's that part of us that wants to know truth. We have a hunger for it. I mean, we have a hunger for the truth. And, you know, so people will look for anything that looks like the truth. But what you said earlier is true. Sometimes when we're confronted with the truth, we don't want to pursue it any further because the truth makes demands on us.
Absolutely.
Once we know the truth, once you know that Jesus died for your sins,
then it's decision time.
Yes,
what are you
going to
do with
make.
This Jesus, right?
Right.
Well, that takes me back to verse 22 again. And you know that during that song, I thought we were going to a different place.
Right.
And I said, you know, we're going back to 1 Peter because God spoke to my heart during that song, and this is Rhema, and that means this is anointed word from God right now for you listening. You, whoever you are, need to hear this, because I changed the direction of where we were headed with this show just now. But let's go back to verse 22. Now that you've cleaned up your lives by following the truth. Now what happens is, as truth comes into our lives, the truth that God loves us, God accepts us, He's got a plan for us, that He forgives us, He's got a good plan for your life. He's not out there trying to beat you up and knock you in the head and tell you how horrible you are, you know? He's not ready to, be like a mean, old, angry father, come down on you with a club.
Right.
But instead, He loves you. And this verse says, when you begin to get that truth down on the inside of you, that God really does love you, then love one another as if your lives depended on it. And I'm reading that from the Message Bible. The next line says, your new life is not like your old life. Okay? And I think a lot of us have been caught up in the old way of thinking for so long. And I've counseled for years, Pastor Jim, and what I have seen at the root of so much yucky behavior is people not feeling accepted, not feeling that God loves them or that others love them, feeling, in other words, a whole lot of rejection versus acceptance. Mm-hmm. And the theme at Beacon of Hope right now this month is, and going into July, chosen.
Chosen.
One word, chosen, you know? And we are chosen by Him for a different way of life. And when we begin to get this truth down on the inside of us, then we begin to love others. It's interesting how that works. Because God begins to change some of our nasty old habits. Habits of hate, habits of striking out, being mean, rage. Some of that stuff begins to leave as we begin to realize how much God loves us. Go ahead, you've got a thought.
Well, I just wanted to read a couple of verses from Ephesians chapter 1.
Please do.
Ephesians, and this is from the Amplified Bible. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, even as in His love He chose us, actually picked us out for Himself as His own in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, consecrated, and set apart to Him, and blameless in His sight, even above reproach before Him in love.
Wow.
For He foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us, to be adopted, revealed as His own children through Jesus Christ, in accordance with the purpose of His will, because it pleased Him and was His kind intent, so that we might be to the praise and commendation of His glorious grace, favor and mercy, by which He freely bestowed upon us in the Beloved. Now, I just want to read that last part out
of
the New King James Version.
Say it, read it, explain it.
To the praise of, the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. Ooh, I get goosebumps.
You got anointing bumps there,
because
don't you?
Because of God's grace, we have been accepted in the Beloved, in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have been accepted. God's not in the business of rejecting people.
That's exactly right.
People often are in the business of rejecting people. God's not in that business. God's in the business of accepting people. Otherwise, why did Jesus come?
That's exactly right.
Why did Jesus, why did the second person of the Trinity take on flesh,
right,
come down here and die for us and rise again?
Exactly.
If not because God loves
us. Because He loves us. Yesterday, Pastor Jim, in front of our booth, there were people walking down the street with signs that said, "You're all going to hell. God hates you." All this kind of stuff, that this awful stuff. And they had bullhorns. And there was a little incident that broke out with cops, you know, and all this kind of thing. But it was because of that hate message, you know. And people, we stand before you today as sinners saved by grace. We are God's children. You hopefully are too. And if you're not, by the time we're done with this radio show today, we're going to give you the opportunity to become a child of the living God. But Pastor Jim, doesn't it do something to you when you see people who do not realize that God loves them just the way they are, and that He died on a cross for them? And they don't get it. They don't understand that their life could be more than escaping into a drug or whatever they escape into.
Right.
You know, that instead of that, they can have real life, brand new life.
Honest life.
Yeah. In 1 Peter chapter 1, back in about verse 3, which we kind of talked about this last week, I just wanted to point out again that this whole section of 1 Peter 1, Peter is talking about a new life, that you have been chosen. There's that word again. We're going to just keep saying it, the C word, chosen. God has chosen you. And it says down in verse 8, you never saw him. We haven't seen Jesus in person like the disciples who walked with him. Yet you love him. You still don't see him, yet you trust him. Okay? With laughter and singing, because you kept on believing you'll get what you're looking for, total salvation. Beacon of Hope Ministries is all about setting people free. Setting people free from the chains that have bound them forever. And I think one of the biggest chains, Pastor Jim, is people feeling inferior, unworthy, not accepted, feeling that nobody really loves them and cares about them. And if they lived or died, who would even care?
Right.
You know, I believe these are huge chains that people walk around with. And Beacon of Hope Ministries is here to proclaim over the airwaves around the world today, God loves you. God created you. He knows the real you. He's got a plan for you. And he wants you to accept the plan.
Amen.
You know, accept the plan. You know, I've bought life insurance for years, haven't you? Or I especially did when I was younger, you know, and I bought some plans and the guy would come and he would explain it and he'd say, okay, here, if you do this and you pay this much a month, I've got one of those long-term disability, not disability things, but, you know, nursing home plans or whatever for way on down the road, I hope, way on down the road. And, but when he explained all that to me, he said, now, if you want this plan, it's going to cost you something.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have this amount deducted from your checking account every month, and you got to sign these papers and accept the plan. Okay? Now, I'm here today to say it costs you giving up yucky stuff in your life. You know, there's no premium that you have to pay to be set free from all this junk. But it does cost you a decision.
Right.
And a way of life that changes. Because you become filled with God. And wow, this is exciting. I want to talk to you about all of this and this whole thing of rejection, Pastor Jim, and versus acceptance and how we get this message across about the fact that we're chosen. But let's do station identification and then we'll come in right back. Tell a friend, we still have time.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network, AM 1340 WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg, and AM 1350 WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel.
Cool. We are living the good life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister here with my cohort, Pastor Jim Ellsbury. And you have time to even call a friend in another state because some of you may not know if you're in the Tampa Bay area that we are worldwide. And the email or the not the email, but the address on your computer is www.tantalk1340.com. Go to that site and push the listen button and you will see us on video. There we are. And you will be able to connect with an excellent signal over the airwaves.
Right.
And so you can call a friend in Alabama or Turkey or London and you can join us. And we're glad you are here with us today. TANTALK1340.com. Pastor Jim, we are excited about what God is doing at Beacon of Hope, but we are excited about the message. You know, we're excited to see lives changed.
Amen.
But our goal is to get this word out that there is hope for change in our lives. We don't have to be bogged down with the same old junk.
Amen.
You know, I don't know about you, but I think there's so many people that we all know that are just sitting and they're just going around the same mountain. You know, like it was mentioned today at lunch, some of us went to lunch after church, that somebody, I think it was Michelle Cardinal, that said, and now how many days did it take the Israelites to actually get to the promised land? And I said, well, it took 40 years. Or she knew this. She says, now how many days would it have taken if they'd gone straight there? 13 days.
Yeah.
13 days versus 40 years. Okay. Now, I know an awful lot of people that are in their 40-year wilderness and been there for a real long time. And I believe, I'm just going to throw this out to you for discussion, that a big part of it is ignorance. They don't know that they can have a much better life. Stubbornness. They really don't want to change anything. Preoccupation with everything else going on around. Procrastination. I've just thrown out all kinds of reasons.
Deception.
Right here.
Deception.
Deception. What do you say to people who are going, well, you guys are, you're just Jesus freaks. You know, you're just a little weird. You're just like, you're like all about Jesus. And you know what, guys? We are.
I'm 1970s. But yeah,
yes.
I am a big old Jesus freak.
Well, we were back then in the 70s. Amen. You and I both, you know, and we still are.
And I am a Jesus freak. I've been a freak for a lot of other things, but praise God, I am a Jesus freak.
What does that mean to you?
Well, it means I've given my life to Jesus, and he's always going to come first.
Yes.
I mean, I'm in a committed relationship. I also have a daughter.
Right.
And both are very important to me, but Jesus has to be first.
Exactly.
I mean, my relationship with God has got to be.
Why? Why is that so important to you?
Because nothing else is going to be in balance if that's out of balance.
Okay. And I agree with that one. Go ahead.
And he's the most important thing.
Why? Some people are out there saying, what do you mean? You guys are just so about religion. We're not about religion, are we?
Because he's inside of me.
Amen.
He's my best friend.
Exactly.
He lives inside of me. It's that relationship that I have
with him. It's relationship.
It's not ritual. It's not a certain number of prescribed prayers or a certain number of verses or, you know, prescribed Bible readings every day.
Right.
You know, while those aren't bad things, that's not knowing God. That's having a ritual. That's going through some motions maybe. But the important thing is to really know Jesus. I mean, in John 17, Jesus said, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the
Amen.
Only true God, and Jesus, the Messiah, whom you have sent.
Amen. This is real life, knowing God.
Amen.
But people go, they get so caught up in their things, you know, their activities, their jobs, their children, whatever. We all do it. Okay, we all get. And then there comes a point in time where we begin to say, what is it all about anyway? Remember that old song, What's It All About, Alfie?
Mm-hmm.
That dates me, doesn't it? But seriously, it is that question. What is it all about? You know, what are you living this life for? And you say, Pastor, you're getting awful preachy. You know what? I preached all morning, and I just still feel like preaching, Pastor Jim. I'm just not quite done with this, getting this point across. God loves you.
Amen.
Okay? He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He accepts you. He accepts you. And he forgives you.
Amen.
You know? And no matter what it is in your life that you're bogged down by, it's not too big of a problem for God.
Amen.
Amen.
It's just, I mean, what was it? Corrie ten Boom, who her family in World War II, they hid Jews.
Right.
And they were caught by the Nazis. And Corrie and her sister, Betsy, were sent to a prison camp. And I hope I can get through this without crying. Her sister died in prison. But before Betsy died, she told Corrie that they would have a ministry to people that had, you know, been in prison camps and been in other types of prisons of their own making. And Betsy said, they'll believe us because we were here, and they will know that there is no pit, that God is not deeper still.
Ooh, praise God.
And I saw that when they made a movie out of
The Hiding Place. It's a great book. You can go to your Christian bookstore or order it.
Amen.
The Hiding Place by Corrie ten Boom.
And I've never forgotten that line. There is no pit that God is not deeper still.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't matter how far you've fallen. Jesus went to the very depths of hell to bring you back to him.
Exactly.
You can't go far enough away from God that he can't bring you back.
Amen. It's just like a parent's love for their kids. Your daughter, my three children, my grandchildren. You know, when we, our flesh and blood, how much we love them, it's nothing compared to how much God loves us,
Amen.
Pastor.
Amen.
Nothing compared. I mean, he loves us so much. And there may be people listening today that are going, I don't know about that, because you don't have any idea all all the stuff I've done. You know what? Don't need to know it.
Right.
Don't care to know it. Because Psalm 103 says he's buried our sins in the deepest sea.
Right.
You know?
As far as the east is from the west. You know, you can go north till you can't go north anymore.
Right.
You can go south till you can't go south anymore. But you can go east from now till Jesus comes back, and you'll never stop going east.
That's right.
You can go west until now, between now and time Jesus comes back, and you'll never stop going west.
Right.
And you know, David said, as far as the east is from the west, well, that's kind of infinite from infinite.
Isn't that cool?
So far as he removed our sins from us.
Amen. And it's simply confession. You know, this radio show, by the way, is going a different direction than I thought, Pastor Jim, but that's okay, because I believe that when God leads us, there are people hungry that need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be leading us in a different direction. It is so important to get this point out that you are chosen. And I'm going back to that. And you just found that in Ephesians. Read that part, that first part of Ephesians again, where you just said that about the chosen part. And give me your comment on those couple verses, the first couple verses.
Okay. Even as in his love, he chose us, actually picked us out for himself.
Wow.
As his own in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, consecrated, and set apart for him, and blameless in his sight, even above reproach, before him in love. Now, that's how God sees us. And I'm going to start preaching here, Pastor.
Go right ahead.
Even as, first of all,
It's catching.
Amen.
It is.
In his love, he chose us.
Yes.
You know, we don't, some people, you know, say, well, I found God. Well, no. God already chose you.
He already chose you.
You just realize that.
Yeah, you
okay?
just came on board
God
with
chose
the plan.
Us in his love.
Amen.
And I love this. I love what it says in the Amplified. Actually picked us out for himself.
Wow.
It's like, okay, kind of like, you know, and I was one of those kids that never got picked when
right.
we chose team, you know, sides for a game of kickball or something.
Okay.
But here's God picking us out for himself. And you know what? He picks all of us.
He picks all of us.
Amen.
I was just getting ready to make that point.
None of us get left out.
How come that some people will be in heaven and some people won't?
Because they didn't accept the offer.
Whoa.
You know, and it's a common misconception that I find just from talking to people is that, you know, God sends people to hell. No.
Right.
God didn't even create hell for people. He created it for the devil and his angels.
Exactly.
That's what the word says.
That's exactly right.
God doesn't send anybody to hell. We send ourselves there. And that's
right.
kind of a sobering thought. God says, look, he's done everything he can do.
Amen.
To bring us to himself.
Yes.
He sent his son, Jesus. Jesus became flesh, lived on earth, did
Amen.
Miracles, did good,
Amen.
Was anointed of God. Went to the cross, suffered and died, was resurrected.
Amen.
Went, ascended into heaven. I mean, right there.
Right
that's there. The gospel.
That's it.
And there's no more God could have done. I mean, think about it.
That's it.
I mean, I feel like maybe I'm talking to somebody in particular, but what more
so.
Do you expect God to have done than this?
Okay, I'm going to read the scripture that you just were kind of alluding to, and it's Acts 10:38, and I love this, okay? Because this is Peter, who wrote the book of 1 Peter that we're studying right now. This is in Peter's sermon, okay? And Peter says this, you know what happened, this life-changing thing. Jesus arrived from Nazareth, anointed by God with the Holy Spirit, ready for action. He went through the country helping people and healing everyone. And some of you that know me are saying the word everyone with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Healing everyone who was beaten down by the devil. He was able to do all this because God was with him. Jesus came to, that's what you just quoted, Acts 10:38. God sent his son to this earth, and he sent his son for a reason, to show us God, to show us the Father. And to show us that we can be healed of all the junk. I think there's a lot of people been listening the last few days to some of the Michael Jackson tributes, which are incredible. You know, I mean, he was an incredible, talented musician.
Yeah.
Okay. And yet they've talked about some of his issues and some of the childhood issues and all of these things. And it just makes you wonder, did he really realize that he could be healed from some of that? I don't know. I mean, we'll never know. But to those in our listening audience who have had awful upbringings, who have had parents that beat them or treated them horribly or had situations that absolutely tried to destroy them, the good news of the gospel is God sent his son walking around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Mm-hmm. And it is our choice to be chosen. Can you explain what I just said? Well, I get a drink of water.
Okay. Well, God's already chosen us, but we have to, it's like God offers us a present, the present of salvation, the gift. It's like Christmas morning. You run downstairs, and what would it be like if, oh yeah, these are nice presents, thanks so much, if we never opened them up?
There you go.
And it's that accepting what God has done for us, because there's nothing we can do
right
to save ourselves.
We're not good enough, are we?
We're not. All of us are sinners. Not one
we
of
are
us.
Sinners.
Not one of us can save ourselves.
Exactly.
And we don't have to. That's the good news. We don't have to.
Yes.
God has already done that in Jesus Christ.
Amen. It's a free gift.
Amen.
We are chosen to receive the gift.
Amen.
It's just like I've said before. If you had a lotto ticket and you never found out that you won, and you carried it around or left it in your, you know, dresser, and it expired, and then you found it, and you looked at, oh my gosh. But this is your free gift. It's eternal life, but it's not just pie in the sky when you die
by and by.
It's not just that, Pastor Jim. It's now.
Right.
That's
right.
Why our shirts say living the good life. That's why this broadcast says living that good life.
Well, and Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it in abundance.
Amen.
He didn't say, I come that you might have life and have it in heaven.
There you go.
He said, I come that you might have life now. In abundance.
We're going to talk more about this in a minute. You are listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We want you to go to our website, and it is beaconofhopeministries.com. Beacon of Hope Ministries, that's an IES on the end of that, .com. And you find out everything about us. Also, we showed you our shirts a minute ago. We have a whole new batch, a bright, sunshiny sun for the Son of Jesus. The sunshine and Living the Good Life. It announces the radio, and you can wear these, and we offer them now on the air, and you can have a shirt. Email us at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com or call us on our phone, which is 813-417-3377. We'll be glad to send you one with a donation of any amount. And we are never talking much about money on this show, yeah. Pastor Jim, but we want to expand the radio broadcast. We want to get out there where we aren't right now.
Right.
And there are things we want to do. So now we are beginning to say, get involved. If you don't have a church you belong to, give some tithes and offerings towards Beacon of Hope Ministries. We had a lot of problems with our PayPal system on our website. I think Marla has it all straightened out this week. So feel free to go to beaconofhopeministries.com, give a donation, and you can send us an email, and we'll be glad to send you a shirt of the size that you want. Now, listen to this song, Jesus Calling by 33 Miles, and don't go anywhere. We got a whole lot more Living the Good Life.
What do you see when you look at your world today? Is it so full of clutter that you feel like you're going insane? And you can't fight back because you're just too afraid. And it seems like the clouds in your sky don't want to change. You see, there's always another story, another side to every coin. And how you see your circumstance is all about a choice. When you see the rushing wind, feel the pouring rain, hear the thunder now as the clouds roll in. You're blinded by the lightning. Do you also hear that still small voice saying it's okay? Calling. What do you see when you look at your world today?
say? Do you see a glimmer of hope? Has it all turned to gray? Well, start by counting your blessings one by one. And I'm sure right then you'll start to see the sun. You see, there's always another story, another side to it.
God, that's a great song, too.
Amen.
I've never heard that. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister here with my buddy, Pastor Jim. And Pastor Jim, we have the internet up. It took us a while to get it there, but we got it. And people can email right now to pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com and write a comment or a question. And we'd like to hear from them, wouldn't we?
Amen.
And you keep checking it and refreshing it. So pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. It is now up and running. So we welcome you to do that. And we love it when you send your comments. Also, we have a branch of the ministry that we're going to talk more about next week. And that is a prayer and intercession ministry. And you can send all prayer requests to prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. We have people in a lot of different locations that are part of the prayer team. You can be a part of the prayer team by simply writing prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com and asking to be on the prayer team, and we will be happy to get your email address and put you on there, and you can pray for some of these needs. Oh, there's so many coming these days. There's just so much. Amen. But Pastor Jim, there's so many answers to prayer.
That's what's new.
Is our people believe, don't they?
We've been talking a lot about agreeing and what it means to agree with each other. And Jesus said, if any two of you agree,
yes,
as touching any one thing,
yes,
I'll do it. And we have seen that happen when the prayer team gets together in unity,
wow,
around a prayer, and we pray,
yes,
for a person. We've seen healings.
Oh, yes.
We have seen deliverances.
Yes.
We've seen miracles occur.
Absolutely. Financial miracles. Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking about one today where Michelle Cardinal's taking her pool business after she was laid off from another,
right,
business, from five pools the 1st of February up to now 30. And that is believing God. And by the way, I'll just throw a commercial in for her. If you have a pool in the Tampa Bay area and you want somebody that is very responsible and great in her business to take care of that pool, just it's Cardinal Pool Care. And you can reach her at, she didn't know I was going to do this, I'm just giving her a commercial, 727-692-4232. 692-4232. And that's 727. And she is great at what she does. Pastor Jim, we are talking about 1 Peter chapter 2. And let's look at verse 1. In the Message Bible, it says, "So clean house, make a clean sweep of malice and pretense, envy and hurtful talk." And I mentioned this morning that I love a clean house. I love to mop. I have a lot of tile, and I love to get my big old industrial janitor yellow bucket out and my big old mop. And I love to mop that and get it so clean. I just love to do it. It feels so good. You know,
right,
Pine Sol or something that smells really good. You walk in the house, it smells clean. God is asking us to clean house inside of us. What does that mean?
Well, all of us have stuff inside that probably needs to get
cleaned up.
There's a pamphlet, and you'll probably remember this from the early 70s, My Heart, Christ's Home.
Yes.
Where it talked about going through each room of your of your heart, comparing it to a house, and just cleaning out the junk.
Right. Chick, wasn't that a Chick little thing?
No, actually, I think it was InterVarsity.
InterVarsity. Yeah, I remember it, yeah.
Yeah, and you could, I mean, just talking about things we have in our lives. We have old hurts that we're holding on to.
Oh, we do.
That we need to get rid of.
Which makes us act certain ways.
Yes, yes.
And we have a lot of hurts from childhood.
Right.
Teen years, maybe past marriages or relationships that are really bogging us down and causing us to behave a certain way that isn't very nice.
Right. Rejections.
Oof.
And I think sometimes we act out on those.
Yes, we do.
And that's the kind of things God says, look, let me get to the root of these things. Let me get to the root of the rejection. Because, you know, what God does in place of rejection, he gives us acceptance.
Amen.
In place of hatred, he gives love.
Yes.
In place of strife or worry, he gives peace.
Exactly.
You know, it's that exchange. He wants, what's the song, I'm Trading My Sorrows. He wants us to
that's a great song
give him that junk,
that
stuff. That old stuff, so he can replace it with something new.
Amen. And where there's despair, he wants to give us hope.
Right.
And where we feel that nobody really accepts us or understands us. And that's why I think my heart went out yesterday, Pastor Jim, at Pride, to so many who I could tell in things that they were saying to us at the booth, you know, that they don't feel that God really loves them.
Right.
And that they're not accepted, you know, for who they are, you know. And I just, we've got to get this message across. We are chosen, a chosen generation. So let's look at verse 9 and 10 of 1 Peter chapter 2. And you are, and I'm going to ask you to read this, Pastor Jim, 9 and 10 in different translations. First, I'm going to read it in the Message, okay? But you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work. And this Wednesday night at Beacon of Hope, our Bible study is going to be centered around this whole concept of what are we chosen to do? What does this priestly work mean? So we welcome you to join us Wednesday night at 7 at Beacon of Hope and go to our website and you can find out all the details. Chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work and speak out for him. To tell others of the night and day difference he made for you. From nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. Give me some other translations.
Okay, the New King...
And then you can comment on them while I get a drink of water.
Okay. New King James Version says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people.
Woo.
That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Who once were not a people.
Amen.
But now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Oh, praise God. Mercy's there.
Amen.
Amen.
And here's the what the Amplified says is, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people at all, but now you are God's people. Once you were unpitied, but now you are pitied and have received mercy.
Praise God.
Ooh.
So there are so many places where we are told that God has chosen us.
Amen.
Now back to this concept, we got to decide if we want to be chosen. Okay. And you just said that in as a kid, you weren't chosen a whole lot for sports.
Right.
Well, guess what? I was.
I'm shocked.
You're shocked. Okay. And baseball in particular in Central America, growing up as a missionary's kid, we didn't have TV. We didn't have anything like that. So what we did is we played baseball at recess, after school, weekends. That's what we did. We were just all baseball. Okay. And we would throw the bat, you know, to the captain would throw it to the other team. And then there would be this, you know, putting your hands on top of each other and deciding, you know, who was going to be picked and then who got started pick. Now, as a kid, you could have said, well, I don't want to be on so-and-so's team. And if so, then you would have had to go sit and not play at all.
Right.
Okay. Because you had to do, if you got chosen, you had to go.
Right.
Now, that's baseball, and that's like the big leagues now. You know, they trade players all the time. Sometimes our favorite players get traded from one team to another. Well, generally speaking, they don't have the right to say, well, I don't want to go over there. If they want to play ball, they got to go. Right? But God, in his sovereign mercy and love for us, says, you can choose whether or not you want to be chosen.
Right.
Why does he do that?
Well.
Okay.
There's so many ways to approach that question, but God wants us to love him because we want to love him.
Amen.
He could have made us robots, but what good would that have been?
Exactly.
Because God wants fellowship. God wants a relationship with
us. We're
back
to that word.
And you can't have a relationship with a robot.
That's right.
You know, but God wants, he wants to show his love to us, and he wants us to freely respond
exactly.
In love back to him.
Exactly. Not because of fire insurance.
Right.
You know, just because, and I think there's a lot of people who have prayed the sinner's prayer, but they do that because they're afraid of going to hell.
Right.
Instead of saying, I know there's more to it than this. And God chooses us to not just purchase fire insurance, but we are to purchase new life, a brand Amen. New life. And we do that by accepting that he has chosen us. I'll be on the team. You know, and when the major leagues call and say, wait a minute, you're switching from the devil. Well, they're not devil rays anymore. The Rays, Tampa Bay Rays, and you're going to the Red Sox. Well, I don't like the Red Sox. No, they're going. Okay. They were chosen. Okay. So it really makes life a little easier when we just fall into line with what God has already chosen for mm-hmm. us. Don't you think?
Well, and I just read today in Acts chapter 9.
Yes.
When Paul met Jesus on the Damascus Road.
Right.
You know, the expanded sort of version of that is, you know, Jesus said, look, Paul, why are you kicking against the goats?
That's right.
Why are you always fighting this? Because it's, you know, it's hard. That's hard to do. You're going
exactly.
the wrong direction.
I said this morning at Beacon of Hope, Pastor, that I am called to be a pastor, evangelist, all these things. And I know that with all my heart, just like you know. And there's been times in my life when I was willing to sit on the sidelines and not fulfill my destiny. I sat on the beach once for 9 years, okay? And I don't mean I literally stayed there for 9 years on the beach, but I mean I didn't fulfill during those 9 years any part of the ministry. I had been burned, I had been hurt, I had been this and I had been that, and I was like licking my wounds, so to speak. But yet during that time, God continued to speak to me and prepare me for this ministry now. Because Beacon of Hope was birthed at the end of those mm-hmm. 9 years. And I simply finally said, okay, God, yes, I'll do what you want me to do. Go where you want me to go. And at the time, I knew, because I'd been in the ministry for years, all my life, really, that it's the hardest decision when you say, yes, Lord, I'll be chosen. I'll be chosen. It's hard. And we want to talk more about that in just a couple minutes. But we want to invite you one more time. You still have a few minutes to email us at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com with your questions or your comments. We welcome you to do that. We're going to play a song right now that I have never heard before. Russ Lee, Michael O'Brien, Connie says it's great. When life gets broken, listen to this.
No one to hold. You've been abandoned with no place to go. Wounded and wanting, such desperate times. Cold, bitter tears are filling your eyes. Get a glimpse of Jesus, for he is right there. When life gets broken, when you're in despair, you carry your burden, but when it's too much to bear, it's down in the valley where he'll give you strength, and there is nothing you have lost.
can't replace. Help me start all over again when life gets broken. You hoped God would heal her, but she went home anyway. Now it's hard to imagine how you make it through the days. Weeks turn to years, time's passing you by, but you're still holding on to the house and the mind. Get a glimpse of Jesus, for he is right there. Knows just what you need. 'Cause when life gets broken, when you're in despair, and carry your burden, when it's too much to bear, it's down in the valley where he'll give you strength. And there is nothing you have lost he can't replace. He'll help you start all over again when life gets broken. Healing waters heal our troubled souls. When life gets broken and you're in despair, you carry your burden when it's too much to bear. It's down in the valley where he'll give you strength. And there is nothing you have lost that he can't replace. He'll help you start.
Praise God. When life gets broken, oh my, that's one of my new favorite songs.
Amen.
Because it is just exactly what we're talking about. And that's one thing I appreciate about the anointing, Pastor Jim, and about following the leading of the Holy Spirit. This is not the content of the show that I had in my heart that I thought we were doing. But I said to you this morning at the end of our service, we're going to let the Holy Spirit lead. Amen. And whatever direction he wants to take it. And when life gets broken, get a glimpse of Jesus. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We have an email. Can you want to read it? If you can quit crying.
I know. I know. I just got choked up. Thank you for reminding me that I'm specially chosen by God. Thank you for spreading the word to us.
Wow.
You know, that makes this all worth it.
It makes it all worth it.
And thank you for sending that in.
Exactly.
Because that makes it all worth it.
Yes.
You know?
It does.
Just... we touch one life. I mean, you touch one life a week. That's 52 lives a year.
There you go.
That's something significant.
And someday in heaven, Pastor Jim, we're going to be, before the white throne judgment, we're going to be, what did you do with your talents?
Right.
And you know, this kind of came out in my sermon this morning, but I didn't take it further than that. But what are you going to do with what God has put within you?
Right.
You know?
You can let it, like you said earlier before the song, you can let it lay dormant.
Yes.
And... you know, one of the verses I picked up for myself that I read for myself and claim for myself is, you know, stir up the gift that was given to you by laying on of hands of the elders. You know, what am I going to do with that gift? Because I know that I was called. And I thought when I came out, that's it. God can't use me.
Right.
Turn around. And I actually was able to minister in a church as pastor for a while.
Right.
And, some things happened, and I pretty much turned my back on the ministry because I just kind of got...
you got hurt.
I got hurt. And it's like...
people hurt us.
I ain't going to do this anymore. Just ain't going to do this.
Right.
And I should have known because it happened when I first came out, and God kept drawing me back.
Amen.
That it would happen again,
exactly.
And God kept drawing me back. That I can't escape... you know, the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
Exactly.
We cannot escape what God has called us to. We can't be like Jonah because then a whale's going to swallow us.
There
and then,
you go.
Then what are we going to do? But it's, you know, I fought this for years and years
right.
and years. And my partner kept, you know, we kept talking about moving to Florida. And I kept thinking, no, don't really want to do that. But we did. And, you know, I finally thought like, well, okay, we'll just, you know, we can do this now. But before I moved, I was like, I started looking for a church. Now, that's a pretty dangerous thing for me to do. So I did. I mean, I looked for a church and found Beacon of Hope's website. And
right.
I went, then I go to another website. Then I come back to Beacon of Hope. Then I go to another website and come back to Beacon of Hope. And ended up coming to Beacon of Hope. And, well, look what happened.
Yes.
You know, I reclaimed, as it were, for
yes.
lack of a better word,
yes.
the ministry that God has given
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
And you know, it.
Because you're chosen.
Because I'm chosen. And all of us, I mean, it's not just, you don't have to be just chosen to be
for the
a
ministry.
Pastor.
No, absolutely
or some,
not.
Or some other ministry.
No.
Each one of us is chosen for something
for a
special
reason.
In the body of Christ.
Exactly.
You talked about it this morning, Pastor. We're all living stones.
Yes, exactly.
And,
what's that mean?
Well,
I want to see if you listened this morning, Pastor Jim.
We're all living stones put together
yes.
to build a spiritual temple. Not all of us can be a cornerstone. Obviously,
right.
there's only one cornerstone,
Jesus.
And that's Jesus.
Right.
Not all of us can be the stones next to him.
Right.
Not all of us can be the top level or the bottom level.
Right.
But, you know, here we're being formed, and Paul uses that all through Scripture.
He does.
Founded on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
Yes, yes.
With Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone.
Amen.
We all fit together into the
Amen.
Spiritual temple.
Exactly.
And we don't all have the same place. If
right.
we did, it'd be a really funny looking temple.
Right.
But all of us have a specific spot
exactly.
in the temple, just like Paul talks about in the body of Christ. Each one of us has a specific place. And you may be called to be a pastor. You may be called to be an evangelist, a teacher, an apostle, prophet, whatever. But that may not be your calling. Your calling may be an intercessor.
Right.
You may be called to be a prayer warrior.
Exactly.
You may be called just to smile at a homeless person.
Exactly.
That could be your calling. And it's no less important than that of an apostle.
Exactly.
You know, the smallest, what we in human terms consider the smallest of
right.
callings is no less important
Amen.
Than the calling to be an apostle.
Amen. And it all goes back to realizing that God accepts you where you are.
Amen.
God has chosen you, and it's about time you got on board with the choosing. Okay? And I can't stress this enough. It is time that we realize that life is short.
Amen.
And I brought this up earlier with so many icons even dying in the last week with these four deaths now that we have had that are major names in entertainment and so forth. It is time for us to realize that we don't know how long we have on this earth.
Right.
You know, God could take us home today, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in the amount of time we have, it's all about saving souls.
Amen.
It's all about getting out there and giving it all you have. This has been a tremendous step of faith for Beacon of Hope to be on the air now for this is our 116th show. Okay. We had our 100th show in March, and how exciting that was. The whole crew, our whole group of contributors
Amen.
Were here.
Amen.
A lot of fun. Some of them now live in other states. So, but we were excited because this is 2 years plus now that yeah. we have by faith believed God every week for the money to go on the air.
Right.
And we don't get on here and cry and complain about money. And we don't get on here and say, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, or we're going off the air. We believe God, but we do want you to be blessed. And this is
Amen.
Good soil. I kept hearing this morning when I was getting ready for church, Pastor Jim, I was praying, singing. I kept hearing in my spirit, tell the people, this is good soil to plant their finances. And why is it good soil? Because it's all about the word of God that brings healing and restoration to hurting lives.
Amen.
It's not about our agenda. We're not getting rich. You know, we're not getting, it's not like that. But we are getting rich in spiritual benefits.
Amen.
The Bennies are wonderful to be in the ministry, are they not?
Amen.
Okay, so let's go back to this. There are people right now, they're in the valley of decision. I believe this with all my heart. There are people out there listening to us today that say, you know what? I hear you saying I'm chosen, but I also hear you saying it's kind of tough and it's kind of hard. And the answer is yes, it is. Anything worth doing is going to be hard.
Right.
You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, I made all my kids take piano lessons, and to this day, they can't stand to look at those pictures of their piano recitals where they all sat up there in their cute little outfits, and then they had to get up there and sing and play the little song. But now, both of my sons can go to the piano and play, okay? Not like Mozart or anything like that, but they can play. They can knock out a few little lines. The point is, though, they've also said, wish you would have made us stick with it. But you see, I just let them quit after a period of time because they complain too much. I'm tired of hearing about it. Now, God says to us, don't quit. Don't quit, dear soldier. Don't give up. Some of you listening today may be discouraged. Maybe you're in the ministry, or maybe you are on the sidelines and you're thinking, I need to jump back into my calling, but I've been hurt. I've been beat up. People have said awful things about me, or they've left me, abandoned me. Believe me, Pastor Jim, I don't know anybody more than me that's been left. And I say that seriously. I can laugh about it now, but honestly, so many people have come and said, I got your back. I'm right beside you. And then a few months later, bye. You know, This is part of the ministry, and it's never going to be a piece of cake. It's not going to be. It wasn't meant to be, because we learn through our suffering. That song we did this morning, Through It All.
Mm-hmm. That was so appropriate, I thought, given that we were talking about, you know, we're talking about chosen. And the other, I think, key word for First Peter is suffering.
Oh.
Because he was writing to Christians who either had been, were being, or were going to be persecuted for their faith. And all through that, he's talking about, you know, the theme is suffering and just turning that over to God and letting God work on that, because, you know, he says later on, and I'm sure you're going to preach on this, when you suffer, the Spirit of glory and God rests on you. Now, that's something to get excited. And who think, oh, yeah, okay, great. So I'm going to suffer. Yeah, but listen to this. God has said in your suffering, I'm already there with you.
Amen.
You know, we may be abandoned or rejected by humans, by people who promised to always be there. But, you know, here's somebody who sticks closer than a brother.
Amen.
Jesus, because he's inside of us. And he promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And in the original Greek, that's I will not, I will not, I will not.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
Three negatives. I will not, I will not, I will not.
Ooh.
He's not going to leave us.
Praise God.
So it doesn't matter.
That's cool.
You know, and I mean, I've been there. I've been discouraged and thinking, well, okay, first of all, God can't use me, or God's not going to use me again. But you know why? He's still there. And he said, I'm not going to forsake you.
Amen.
I am not going to forsake
Amen.
You. I'm there with you. And this goes out to anybody out there who thinks that God has forsaken you, that God has given up on you, that God has abandoned you. He has not. He loves you. He sent his son to die for you. He wants you to know him. He's given everything already. He says, God's saying, I'm not mad at you anymore.
Exactly.
I'm not mad at you.
And he wants to heal our hurts.
Amen.
I'm going to let you check email while we do this song, Healing Hand of God by Jeremy Camp. And don't go away. We got some more we want to do right now. Got a few more minutes.
I have seen the many faces of fear and of pain. I haven't watched the tears fall plenty from heartache and strain. So if life's journey has you weary and afraid, there's rest in the shadow of his wings. I have walked through the valleys, the mountains and plains. I have healed the hand of freedom that washes all my stains. If you feel the weight of many trials and burdens from this world, there's freedom in the shelter of the Lord. I have seen the healing hand of
broken hearts. Taste and see the fullness of His peace, and hold on to what's been held out, the healing hand of God. Touch the scars upon His hands to see if they were real. He has walked the road before me. He knows just how I feel. When you feel that there's not anyone who understands your pain, just remember all of Jesus' suffering.
Praise God. Pastor Jim, another new favorite song. I've never heard that. The Healing Hand of God. Connie, you did a great job as you're driving to work right now. I want you to know I appreciate Connie and her planning the music. She just lets the Holy Spirit lead, and it comes out right all the time.
Yeah.
There are people out there in our audience today, Pastor Jim, I believe, who need Jesus. Maybe they really have, maybe they got saved in Sunday school years ago, but they never understood it or didn't even know. And maybe they've never made that commitment. Right. And maybe right now through this show, you and I both said during that song, we felt like we've been preaching this whole time instead of teaching and dialoguing. It's been a different show.
Amen. And there may be somebody out there who you do know Jesus, but you've just kind of been sitting on the sidelines thinking, well, maybe you knew him if you were like me, you know, born again, spirit-filled, speaking in tongues, ended up gay.
Right.
Thought, there's nothing God can do with me.
Right.
Well, you know, no, there is a lot God can do with
Amen.
You. Maybe you just never, you know, maybe you just need a fresh touch from God.
Yes.
I think there's some people out there maybe that just need a fresh touch.
Yes.
To know that God is there.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we get a little complacent, a little lukewarm, and I think God just wants to stir other people up.
Amen. Time is of the essence because we don't know how much time we have.
Amen.
So right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me, Pastor Jim. And so if you need to pray this prayer, want to pray this prayer, choose to pray this prayer.
Amen.
Follow with Pastor Jim after I say it. And we're going to see right now that you become part of the children of God, those that have made a decision to follow Jesus. Dear God, I come to you right now as a sinner.
Dear God, I come to you right now as a sinner.
I can't fix myself.
I cannot fix myself.
But I know that by the blood of Jesus.
But I know that by the blood of Jesus.
What you did on the cross for me, Jesus.
What you did on the cross for me, Jesus.
I can be free from my sins and my problems.
I can be free from my sins and my problems.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That God sent Jesus to this earth.
That God sent Jesus to this earth.
To show me you, God.
To show me you, God.
And to show me how much you love me.
And to show me how much you love me.
I believe God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
And I ask ask you now, Lord.
And I ask you now, Lord.
Forgive me for anything and everything.
Forgive me for anything and everything.
That I've ever said or done.
That I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I choose to be chosen.
I choose to be chosen.
I choose to accept salvation.
I choose to accept salvation.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm your child.
I'm your child.
And you're my father.
And you're my father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Woo, we want to hear from you. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer. Amen. Email me at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com or email us at prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com.
Amen.
And we would be glad to hear from you and also to help you in this new journey that
Amen.
You're on. Pastor Jim, we have been talking today also to people that perhaps have a call of God on their life.
Amen.
And have run from it for years, have chosen to do their own thing, have chosen to just kind of put that off, put that on the back burner, so to speak, because there'll be time later for me to get serious about God. Comment.
Well, I was just thinking there's this, that other, I think it's Jeremy Camp, there's a new song, you know, my mind just went blank, but it's about what would happen if I gave all.
Right.
What would happen if
what
I
would
gave,
happen?
What would happen if I just gave everything over to God?
Wow,
know,
what would happen?
Instead of playing games, what would happen?
Well, I'll tell you what. I believe your life would change for the better.
Amen.
I know it will. Because as hard as the ministry has been for me and continues to be on a daily basis because I have to be a full-time realtor and a full-time pastor, it is a difficult place to be, to follow God and say yes to the calling of God on your life. But it is the hardest thing you'll ever love.
Right.
And it is. It's so hard, but it's so wonderful, too. You know, it's so wonderful to say yes to God. I'm going to do what you've called me to do. And I think so often, Pastor Jim, and this is a whole nother radio show, people don't choose to be chosen because they're afraid.
Right.
Did I say too many negatives there? Do you want to?
I know. Well, I know what you, I mean.
Put that in English.
Well, if I choose Jesus, if I accept Jesus, if I accept Jesus as Lord, if I make Him Lord of my life, then He's going to send me to some mud hut in Africa.
Right.
You know, metaphorically speaking, there's enough mud huts here in the United States. There's
exactly.
enough mud huts here in the Tampa Bay area.
Exactly.
I mean, God may call you to go to a foreign country to evangelize, but you know what? There's enough people
right.
here. We saw that yesterday at Pride, you know, at the Pride Parade. There's enough hurting people here
Amen.
That
it's
need
time.
To hear
it's time.
That God loves them.
Amen.
And, you know, I felt such a need just to, I wish I just had like 100 arms that I could just reach out
right.
to so many more people who just need to hear that God loves you.
Exactly.
And it's not... I was thinking about this last night. It's not sloppy agape. You know, it's not that, oh, yeah, I'm going to love you. But God's love is a love that changes
exactly.
us. He loves us enough not to let us keep going in the wrong direction.
Absolutely. He loves us enough to give us choices.
Amen.
Free will. And He doesn't make us. He doesn't make you fulfill the calling of God on your life. That's your choice.
Right.
Okay? You're chosen to do it. But it's your choice if you choose to be chosen.
Right.
There we go again. So we want you to get that theme firmly down on the inside of you. The book of 1 Peter is only 5 chapters. We encourage you to read along with us in the month of July.
Amen.
The month of July is Freedom Month. And because of July 4th and celebrating our independence, and the book of 1 Peter will actually set you free as you realize you are chosen to be so much more than what you've already been.
Amen. Amen.
That sets you free, doesn't it?
Amen. Well, there's so, I mean, just almost like every single scripture in here is just a message within itself.
Yes.
You read earlier that, you know, we're born again, not of something corruptible.
Right.
But of incorruptible things through the word of God.
Through the word of
which
God.
Which lives and abides forever.
Wow.
I mean,
We could have a whole show on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We could just go on. You just said we could just do a marathon here and go on about 12 hours right now. We're both so revved up. We're excited to be able to give you the Word of God. Beacon of Hope Ministries, our theme is where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. Beacon of Hope is all about God's Word. I teach out of the Message Bible. We use other translations also as supplementary. But we encourage you, you can go to Walmart, get a Message Bible, and come and join us Wednesday night at 7 for Bible study. And it's a great time. It's interactive. Bring a notebook, bring a Bible. We have tables set up in the church. You can interact, and you can bring your supper if you want to. And a lot of us do come straight from work. And we encourage you to join us this Wednesday night at 7. Prayer meeting starts at 6:15. And Pastor Jim leads that, and we have a great prayer meeting time. And then you're a very big part of Bible study as we kind of teach it together and interact together. So, and Sunday mornings is at 11 o'clock, worship service with music, preaching, the whole shebang, praying for the sick, everything. We want you to join us at Beacon of Hope if you're in the Tampa Bay area. If you're not in the Tampa Bay area, that's fine. You can just hop a plane and come down sometime because we'd love to have you. But we're so glad you've joined us today for Living the Good Life. We encourage you to go to our website, make a financial donation. You're sowing into good soil. Use the PayPal system. If for some reason it isn't working right, shoot us an email at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. We need to know it if it's not working. If you give a donation, you get one of these bright yellow, wonderful radio shirts. How cool is that? Just tell us what size you need. It's been great being with you today, Pastor Marcia McAllister, Pastor Jim. And it's not far to Jesus. And I love our ending song. Amen. And it's not far, dear friend. Just choose him because he has already chosen you.
Amen.
Loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes.